Invisible watermarks, unseen colors, and a medieval skeleton. Hacker news at its widest. Tim Marinov's reverse engineering investigation of Blue Sky's screenshot system, 554 upvotes, 362 comments, revealed that the mobile app composites a subtle watermark into screenshots at the pixel level, encoding the identity of the account that took the screenshot in a way invisible to the human eye but recoverable by software. The technique differs from traditional steganography and is applied to a specific rendered region of the interface. Comments split between admiration for the implementation and concern that users may not know their screenshots carry identifying information. A Wikipedia article on Olo, a hue that exists between blue and green, but outside the gamut of colors the human eye can perceive without external stimulation, collected 465 upvotes and 84 comments. Researchers have induced the experience of seeing Olo using precisely calibrated laser stimulation of individual cone cells, bypassing the normal color perception pathway. The discussion ranged from neuroscience to philosophy of mind, including extended debate about what it means to see something that corresponds to no physical wavelength encountered in the natural world. Archaeologists confirmed the first physical evidence of a trebuchet fatality from the medieval period at a Scottish castle, with bone fragmentation patterns and a skeleton distinguishing the cause of death from other injuries. The story drew 78 upvotes and 51 comments that spanned trebuchet mechanics, siege warfare history, and references to a physics girl trebuchet video. The IBM Simons 1994 advertisement, for a device that already featured a touchscreen, email, fax capability, and third-party apps, drew 41 upvotes and prompted discussion about how to recalibrate mental models of technological progress across a 32-year span. A Gmail to Fastmail migration retrospective, 256 upvotes, 158 comments, stood out within the recurring genre of Google Escape narratives because it was a multi-year update rather than an initial enthusiasm post. The author reported that Fastmail's core email held up well, calendar integration retained rough edges, and the mental shift from Google's search everything paradigm to a folder and tag model took longer than expected. A quick shareware CDROM engineering story, receiving 370 upvotes, documented how ID software navigated a disk too full to hold the game. The solution combined creative file system manipulation, sector-level tricks, and a data layout hack exploiting multi-session disk reader behavior, the kind of engineering folklore that the HN community preserves with unusual fidelity.